Holy Gospel is found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. This will serve as the basis for our meditation this morning. At that time, Jesus continued, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from clever and learned people and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, because this was pleasing to you. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wants to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you tired yet? I mean, all this talk about rest and sleep, and I give the kids credit, they stayed awake through the children's message in spite of the temptation of a really soft pillow right in front of them. Are you tired yet? We live in a culture, in a society here in America that is notorious for how little we sleep. We live in a culture, in a society that refuses to pause. We never pause, we never take a break, we never take a rest until we have to. We don't like to stop going, 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 going. But there's every year there's always seems to be a new sleep study, and they all seem to confirm the same thing. We don't get enough rest. One, for example, came out last year, and they surveyed over 2,000 American adults, and nearly 20% of the people surveyed said that they rarely or never wake up fully refreshed. Like, they never get enough sleep. About 16% of Americans surveyed said they only feel well rested a few times a month. And out of all the people surveyed, only 13% said that they typically wake up every day feeling well rested. Now, if you did the math, you might go, well, what about the other 51%? The fact is for most people, on average, they feel well rested only maybe 3 mornings a week. And the average amount of sleep for an American adult is 6 hours a night. That's a lot of lost sleep. Now, before you start dozing off because of your own lack of sleep, why is it that so many people don't get enough rest? Of course, there's the usual suspects, health issues or diet or work-related reasons. For many of us, it's a failure to disconnect from whatever screen we happen to be looking at before we go to bed. I mean, how many of us are looking at a screen when, up until the lights go out, maybe even just a little bit after? And of course, there's that biggest culprit, that biggest rest robber of all, worry. I mean, what happens when we don't get enough rest, not just for our bodies, and not just for our minds, but also for our souls? What happens? We burn out. Our minds are not as sharp. Our emotions are not kept in check. We tend to spiral, or we tend to go flying off the handle. And then you mix in all that, there's anxiety. Currently, anxiety disorders affect 40 million American adults every year. That's about 19% or so of our population. And that's not even including teens. It's not including kids. That's just American adults. And you know what? Anxiety and stress lead to sleep loss. And sleep loss leads to anxiety and stress, which leads to more sleep loss. It's this never-ending vicious cycle. And then, just to add it all on top, add a little bit more, you have the heaviest burden of all, guilt. You see, when we're stressed out, when we're tired, when we're just shot, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, our sinful natures, that's when those sinful natures get in there and catch us in a trap. When our guard is down, we fall. And so to crush down and all that weariness, all of that exhaustion, all that is on our hearts and minds at that moment, you add guilt, which is the heaviest of all. and we're just left exhausted. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We all need rest. But where can we find it? You know, there's all kinds of sleep aids out there. It's big business, big, big business. But all those aids can't possibly help us when our restlessness is not physical. When that restlessness is mental or emotional or spiritual in nature. I mean, for example, have you ever gone to sleep exhausted, enjoying the escape of sleep, only to wake up and realize, oh man, I got to deal with reality. That wasn't a dream. Reality's not that great. And sometimes we treat vacations like that, an escape to get away. And maybe on those vacations, we actually get some rest for body and mind. I've kind of learned over the years for myself, it takes a few days just for my mind and body to wind down enough to actually relax. I have to have a vacation more than like just a couple of days, because at the end of it, then you got to pack up and go home. And the reality of life, again, kicks in again, and the stress levels start rising again. And then you mix into that an unhealthy dose of anxiety, worry, or uncertainty, or fear, and rest is pretty fleeting. It's not unusual that your first night back after vacation is sometimes not a very restful night. But we're not just faced with restlessness that we feel. No, we all struggle with a rest disorder that afflicts every one of us. Spiritual restlessness. A North African teacher, Augustine of Hippo, once wrote a simple prayer about that restlessness. He said, "Lord, our heart is restless until it rests in you." Isn't that true? We're always looking for peace. We're always on the search for rest. I mean, think about how many books and seminars and workshops and videos and experts promise that they are going to provide you with the rest that you need. They have the secret. They have the key to unlock that secret to you. But then when you're all done, you're just feeling more restless. You're feeling more weary, and there's less money in your bank account. Or how much money is spent on trying to find inner peace through spiritual means, through ancient disciplines of meditation, none of which are connected to the true God or His Word. And yet, when you return to real life again, what ends up happening? The spiritual restlessness comes back, and comes back with a fury. How often aren't you left feeling more burdened with guilt because you have not found the peace, you have not found the rest that they promised to you? Maybe you're even thinking to yourself, what is wrong with me? Am I ever going to find rest if the experts can't even help me? We all need rest. But will we ever find it? The people in the crowds around Jesus that were just packed in around Jesus, the people in those crowds were desperately in need of rest. They were wondering the same thing, if they would ever find it. I mean, they flocked to Jesus because they were hoping that in Him they could find what they needed most, that in Him they could finally get rest for their weary and burdened souls. Now, I can't tell you how well they actually slept. There's no sleep studies for ancient Israelites from 2,000 years ago. But even if they were well-rested physically, they were still spiritually weary. They were still spiritually worn out, burned out, exhausted, and burdened. And those restless souls searched for real rest. They tried to find peace in their work. They tried to find peace in their families. They tried to find peace in their communities. They tried to find peace in all kinds of different ways. And when they couldn't find peace in those places, which just kind of left them more weary, more tired, and feeling empty, they went to their religious leaders, who surely should have had the solution for them. But what did those religious leaders tell those soul-weary people? What did they give to them? More guilt. If you really want rest from the Lord, then you need to obey His will. So you need to do this, 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 that, and about 300 other things we have for you. And then maybe you might have peace with God. Then maybe, possibly, perhaps, you might achieve real rest for yourself. And the heavy burden of guilt crushed down further on their already weary shoulders. So if that's what their religious experts were telling them, why bother coming to Jesus? I mean, Jesus was a religious teacher, but Jesus was different. He had already brought relief to countless weary souls. He had healed people who had struggled with diseases, with illnesses, with ailments for years. He cast demons out of people that had troubled them for years. He even raised the dead. But it wasn't just his miraculous healings that brought rest. No, from the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus did not teach like the experts. He didn't just regurgitate a bunch of wise sayings from other rabbis who had come before him. No, Jesus spoke like the prophets of old. He spoke the word of God on behalf of God. But then Jesus was even different from the prophets because Jesus spoke the word as God himself. And as God himself, Jesus did not impose more burdens on those weary souls. No, he gave them rest. This is what he said. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from clever and learned people and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, because this was pleasing to you. Lord, I praise you because you have hidden your secret to real rest from those who think they are experts, those who think they're wise and intelligent, and instead you have revealed that secret for real rest to little children, even infants. You have revealed that secret to them because that is pleasing to you. Now, back in Jesus' day, the search for real rest was as much a big business as it is today. What you need to do, find the right expert, do the right discipline, and you'll find the secret to real rest, or so they promised. In reality, as we talked about, souls only grew weary under a heavier and heavier burden of guilt. So why does Jesus praise his heavenly Father that little ones, even infants, the words little children, or the word that's behind that could actually include those little ones? How could those little ones know the secret to real rest? How could they know better than the experts? What did Jesus see that we don't see? Well, those little ones knew Jesus. Those little ones knew Jesus as their moms and dads brought them to Jesus to be blessed. Those little ones knew Jesus as their moms and dads from little on taught them that the Messiah was coming to save his people from their sins. Those little ones knew Jesus as their moms and dads sang to them psalms of rest in God alone, in God their Savior. Kind of like we sang earlier from Psalm 62, my soul rests quietly in God alone, my soul rests quietly in God alone, for my hope comes from him. Those little ones, they didn't need to go through all kinds of spiritual gymnastics to find rest. Jesus gave it to them as they fell asleep with complete trust in him and in their parents who loved them. Now, for those who think they need an expert, for those who think they know better than Jesus, well, he is a simple reminder of the authority that has been given to him. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wants to reveal him. Jesus alone has the authority to provide rest for your soul. In love, he reveals his Father's love for you. That's why Jesus can provide rest to weary, worn out, burned out, exhausted souls like ours. And so he promises, he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. With open arms, Jesus calls to you. He calls to you and me who are weighed down with stress and worry, weighed down with fear and anxiety and uncertainty over so much. Come to me, he says. Come to me with all that leaves your soul so burdened, so restless, so weary and exhausted, so crushed with guilt. Find rest in me for your burned out, worn out soul. This is no fake-fronted promise. There's no man hiding behind the curtain like in The Wizard of Oz. I have the authority to give my rest to you directly from your heavenly Father, and I give it to you freely at no cost. Find in me the forgiveness, the burden-lifting forgiveness you need for your soul. Find in me the burden-lifting peace you need to calm your troubled heart. Find in me the burden-lifting rest you need to make it through today and through every day. Find in me what you will not find anywhere else, real rest for your soul. Wait a second, Lord. Can you just tell me that I still have to bear a yoke? Yokes are heavy. Isn't that just like everyone else who claims to have the secret to real rest? I mean, isn't that just another burden that I have to take on? Well, how does Jesus answer that? He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Don't fear my yoke. Yes, the yoke of God's holy law and all those extra burdens from others and your own impossible expectations, those are heavy. Those crush your soul. But my yoke is easy. It doesn't even move the scale. I've taken all those burdens and I've put them on my own shoulders. I've lived under that yoke of the law, even facing death, the curse of that law, so that you, by faith, could stand unburdened before the holy God. My yoke is that I have rescued you, not because you've earned it, but because I love you. The heavy law has been replaced with an easy yoke of the good news that I have saved you, so find rest in me for your soul. We all need rest. We find that rest in Jesus, our sanctuary. You ever thought about that word sanctuary or wondered why we call this place the sanctuary? A sanctuary is, maybe you might think of an old movie like The Hunchback of Notre Dame, sanctuary, sanctuary. Or maybe you might think of this area up here that seems to be the place where only certain people can go because it's near the altar and somehow it's more holy than any other place. But that's not what we're talking about, and that's not really what the word sanctuary means. Sanctuary is a place of refuge, a place of safety, a place where you can breathe more easily, a place where you can find rest from the craziness of your life. As Jesus calls you to find rest in him, we find sanctuary in him. You find Jesus, your sanctuary, in his word, where you, when you spend time with him, as you unburden your soul of all that's weighing you down. And what do you know? There in his word, you find rest for your weary soul. Or you find Jesus, your sanctuary, in his supper, where he lays out for you the best meal ever, a meal that revives and restores your soul, a meal of himself for you. And what do you know? You find rest for your weary soul there too. We find Jesus, our sanctuary, when we gather for worship around word and sacrament, when we come together as brothers and sisters in person together in this place, so that this sanctuary here, in this sanctuary, you find rest for your weary soul. My friends, in our own way, every single one of us is weary and burdened. We all need rest. Jesus sees that. Jesus knows how you need rest. And so Jesus is your rest and mine. You find that rest in his word. You find that rest in his supper. You find that rest in Jesus. So what's holding you back from resting in your Savior who sees you? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Amen.